Good Saturday, everyone, and welcome into the Bonesville pregame podcast. Al Myatt joined by Kevin Monroe, former outstanding defensive back for East Carolina, and now an analyst on the Pirate Radio Network. You can hear Kevin this afternoon at noon as the Pirates kick off against UConn at Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium. Kevin, it's a short week, but a good week in the sense that the Pirates snapped a seven-game losing streak last Sunday at Connecticut, and a field goal attempt by the Huskies drifted off to the right that would have tied the game. East Carolina with a 41-38 win. The circumstances, Kevin, East Carolina led 41-21 at one point, but the main thing is they got in the win column 1-0 in the American Athletic Conference.
Yeah, Al. I mean, no one can say that they're in better shape in the American Athletic Conference. East Carolina going in at 1-0, so that's a good sign. Listen, they obviously had a chance to put that game away in the fourth quarter and did not. But, you know, nothing helps you lick your wounds better than getting a victory. And so regardless of how it ended up, the Pirates were able to pull out the victory. And, you know, they bowed their necks there towards the end and didn't let Connecticut score a touchdown, which would have, you know, beaten them. And so that's huge. And that's huge for that defense, Coach Prunty. That's huge for the offense, putting up so many points to be able to seal that victory. I like what I saw from Thomas Cirque in that offense throughout the game. You know, he was spot on. He was 30 for 39, I think, with 400 and some odd yards passing. And even a couple of those balls were dropped that he could have been even better. Probably, you know, somewhere around 80% passing if everything would have been caught. So just an outstanding day for him. And people don't realize it's his first full game. You know, he didn't start the James Madison game. Then he came out injured in the West Virginia game. And then he missed the Virginia Tech game. So this is his first time he's played four quarters in a game. And you finally got to see him get in a rhythm, not have to worry about looking over his shoulder, being replaced if he made a bad throw, no turnovers, just a really solid outing by him. And how about Devon Grayson just stepping up and making those huge catches, you know, three touchdowns, 223 yards receiving, just a big coming out party for him. And that was especially big because Jimmy Williams was on the sideline sick. So just a good afternoon for the Pirate offense.
You know, I think Coach Montgomery, Scotty Montgomery, deserves some credit for not rushing Thomas Cirque back against Virginia Tech. He might have had medical clearance, but you're looking at a situation where if he got dinged again, then he might be out for 2 or 3 weeks, and that really impacts the hopes in the conference race. But you saw from Cirque what he can do. He's got a little bit of ability with his feet to keep a defense honest, and obviously threw the ball very well, as you mentioned. And it seems like you can almost see him develop and get in sync with this offense at East Carolina, having transferred from Duke as a graduate.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, Al. And you know, he's only at the tip of the iceberg of what he can do running the football. I noticed what I view as some hesitation. Coach Mo views it more as him just kind of really getting dialed in on the right run reads and when to do what in terms of that zone run. But, you know, after you've been injured 2 or 3 times in your career, you know, it takes some getting used to just cut it loose and just not worry about a thing. And even this year he's been banged up with the concussion. I know how good a runner he can be, and he was, you know, the top in the ACC in 2015, or one of the top. And so I'm waiting for that explosion in the run game, maybe a big 15, 20-yard run to get him going. But he does such a good job of picking up the short yardage, so that's huge. And then, you know, his passes were spot on. And so, yeah, we're starting to see that kind of maturation of Thomas Cirque and all the things that he can do and what he did in 2015 in the ACC. And because of that, I think the Pirates are going to be good for, you know, 21 points or more in every game they play in going forward, because he's good enough to put those points on the board.
Kevin, the downside maybe from the UConn game is it is a short week. That was a Sunday matchup to allow UConn and South Florida to reschedule a game that was missed September 9th due to Hurricane Irma. On the other hand, the Bulls played the previous Thursday, so they have significantly more time to rest and prepare for this game today, and your thoughts in that regard.
Yeah, well, I think the Bulls know it's always tough to come to Greenville, and Charlie Strong has seen this East Carolina team, you know, in the past. He's seen him. I don't know if he faced him when he was with Louisville or not, but this is a team that teams around the country know about, specifically American Athletic Conference teams. And even though they've been down over the last 2 years, they know Greenville's a tough place to play. They know that East Carolina usually packs the stadium. And so it's a game you want to prepare for. And oh, by the way, this is a team that just scored 41 points in a ball game and has a new quarterback that deserves some attention. He's the American Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Week. So there's a lot going on for South Florida to prepare for. I don't think they're going to take this game lightly. And East Carolina has got some momentum. You know, they have their first victory. They've got some excitement going. And they have nothing to lose here. They're playing a top 21, top 25 team. I think they're 18-21 in a couple polls. And so, you know, they're a huge point advantage in this game. And so they're going to have some pressure on them. And the Pirates should go out and cut it loose and play free and see if they can get a win.
You know, Kevin, South Florida has played, I know, Stony Brook and Illinois and Temple in that 4-0 start. Their strength of schedule is not as strong as East Carolina's. East Carolina is number 21 nationally in terms of the games they've played in strength of schedule this season. And what kind of factor do you think that will be?
I think it's huge. I mean, you know, East Carolina, and I don't want to say they weathered the storm, because obviously they had a couple games where, you know, it was borderline embarrassing, if not, you know, full-fledged embarrassing. So they've certainly had their challenges. That being said, they've seen the biggest and the baddest. You know, they've seen that defensive line at Virginia Tech is one of the tops in the country. They've seen a quarterback at West Virginia is one of the best in the country. They've seen some top-notch players. That James Madison team, you know, they'll probably get back to the championship on their level again this year, if not deep in the playoffs. So they've seen some very quality teams. And as far as non-conference schedule goes, I'd put our non-conference schedule up against anybody in the country, because, you know, even though the Alabamas and Clemsons of the world aren't playing non-conference schedules, you know, 2 and 3 games as tough as the ones the Pirates play. You know, obviously in conference they have much more going on. But, you know, for the Pirates to step up and play those big-time teams is a big deal. And so we'll see. I think it certainly got them ready. You know, South Florida will also be ready. You know, they don't necessarily play down the level of the competition. They'll step up. So we'll see how they perform. But having those early tough games will definitely help the Pirates.
Kevin, East Carolina has been competitive with the Bulls the last couple of years. The difference has been plays that Quentin Flowers, the quarterback, he's been mentioned as a Heisman Trophy candidate, has made for USF late in the games the past 2 years.
Well, he's tough. I mean, anytime you've got a run threat and a passing threat at quarterback, it makes things tough for you, because you can have everybody covered, you can have a great pass rush, and then he can still gas you for 20 yards right up the middle. And that's just, you know, that going back to the Michael Vick days, it added such a huge dimension to college football when your quarterback's got the legs to just move around and just destroy you no matter how good your defense is. So certainly that's going to be something to worry about. He's a throw first kind of guy. He will put the ball on the money downfield, so defensive backs going to have to be in coverage and be ready to make a play. But having that ability to do both really hurts you, and he's such a good player. I mean, he seems like he's been around college football forever. Thank goodness this is his senior year. But, man, what a player they have in Flowers.
Kevin, we get started at noon today. That's nothing new for the Pirates. It's their third noon start this season, and they'll go at noon next week against Temple. But talk about the early start.
Yeah, I think the early start is good for players and coaches. They like to wake up on Saturday mornings and go get after it and not have to sit around the hotel all day. It's not as good for fans for obvious reasons. They don't get to sit around and tailgate all afternoon and go into the stadium. So that's a little bit tough on them. But, to be able to get there, play a game, and be out of that stadium by 4 o'clock is pretty cool. You know, have some time left in your schedule. But I think they're ready. I think they're ready to get back out there. Yeah, they're missing a day from their normal schedule. But I think they're chomping at the bit to come out and see if what they did against UConn was legit in terms offensively, putting up 41 points. And then defensively, I mean, you know, you go into pretty late in the game with, you know, holding a team to 20, 21 points in this time of day in college football where teams are routinely scoring 30s and 40s because of all the pass-happy offenses, you've done a pretty good job. And obviously they gave up some points late, but I think that defense went from playing about a quarter and a half against Virginia Tech to playing about 3.5 quarters against UConn. So things are getting better. Things are trending in the right direction. So I expect that the early start to get them going, and hopefully they can come out and play hard for the entire game on both sides.
All right. Bonesville tradition, Kevin's keys to the game.
Yeah, you know, I think it'll be an exciting game. I think, you know, they're going to have to make some plays. So I'm going to say turnovers off the bat. They're going to have to get some takeaways offensively, take care of the football, but defensively get an interception or two, get a fumble recovery or two. You know, our goal when I was playing was to always come up with 4 takeaways if possible. So a game like that would be huge for the Pirates. Touchdowns over field goals. You know, it's hard to make that a key, but if they get in the red zone, they've got to come away with 7 points because this is a South Florida team that can score with anybody in the country, and they cannot afford to kick field goals in this game. Obviously, you'll take the points you can get, but finding a way to get touchdowns over field goals will be huge. And then in the special teams game, you got to make a play. Somebody's got to make a big play, whether it's a huge return, whether it's, you know, knocking a ball out defensively on a special teams fumble, blocking a kick, something like that. Somebody's got to make a play on special teams to help out the offensive, defensive momentum in hopes of getting a victory.
All right. Kevin, East Carolina has some momentum for a change, as you mentioned, so we'll look forward to seeing what happens this afternoon and look forward to talking next week.
Should be a fun one, Al.
This little ship, Johnny Pirates!